Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not everything is great down at the southern border. No, it hasn't been great down at the southern border for a long, long time. But right now, there is CNN is reporting. We're not talking about Fox News. CNN is reporting over 100,000 illegal crossings in the last 4 weeks. And NBC News is reporting a record number of unaccompanied migrant children. This is children coming by themselves with nobody with them, no parent with them, no auntie. They're held in facilities meant for adults. Nearly half of the children, 1,400, have been held beyond the three-day legal limit. President Biden needs to do something. And to respond, not just pretend that this isn't happening. And somebody who I know agrees with me on that maybe has some ideas about what the president needs to do. His name is Ruben Navarrete. He's the author of several books, a nationally syndicated columnist, and a great friend of this show. Ruben, is this expected, this rush of new migrants crossing our border? Would you have predicted it?
Michael, good to be with you again, my friend. Yes, I think we all could have predicted it because it's happened before. It happened in 2014 under Barack Obama. It happened 5 years later under Donald Trump in 2019. We were due for another five-year cycle in 2024, and this group is early by 3 years. And the reason it keeps happening, Michael, is because it's big business south of the border for smugglers to bring children at least all the way to the border. They may then send the children in solo to appear as if they're unaccompanied. But it's such a money-making enterprise, you can well imagine, to move 100,000 human beings every 5 years, that you're going to see this as a recurring phenomenon. It's one reason I don't like the word crisis, that Fox News and others have attached to it, because a crisis has an end date. Forest fires can be put out, and they're not recurring the way this is.
Okay, one of the things that I was stunned to read in the New York Times today is they actually sent a reporting team down there, obviously a bilingual reporting team, and they talked to a bunch of the people who were on their way to try a successful illegal border crossing. And almost all of them mentioned the change in our president, that they had the impression that Joe Biden was going to be more welcoming than Donald Trump. Do you think that's a legitimate factor, or is that just a political talking point?
I don't think it's a legitimate factor entirely. There may be some truth in it, but not entirely. And here's why. Because it is a recurring factor, because the cartels want to make money and plan to make money no matter who the president is. It happened under Donald Trump, who could not have been accused of being very welcoming to immigrants or refugees. They came anyway because there's money to be made. And also because I've been getting these dispatches, Michael, and I know you do too, from groups like the Center for Immigration Studies, which is a nativist anti-immigrant group that wants to keep out legal and illegal immigrants. And they've been warning of this migrant caravan since January. Before Joe Biden was ever sworn in or put his hand on a Bible, we were told the caravan was already coming. So I think we've got to be careful not to fall prey to too much of the right-wing spin on this.
Okay, so do you agree that Joe Biden can't continue to ignore this? I mean, he basically
Absolutely.
Has, yeah, he has to do something. What would you recommend that the president do?
Yeah, Michael, you know, this is a hard one. This is like the biggies, like reforming Social Security, or the big ones that make people angry and cause enemies and friction. Immigration policy is that tough one, and you've got to figure out a way to deal with refugees. The first thing I think you need to do is separate yourself from the idea that these are immigrants. These are not economic migrants coming from Mexico for better jobs, jobs that Americans won't do, as George W. Bush used to say. These are migrants coming from a war-torn area, Central America, from three countries in particular, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, that have been taken over by gangs that will, sexually assault your daughter and recruit your son into the gang. And if you don't go along, we'll kill you and burn the house down. And so mothers are panicked, and they're getting their children out of that kind of environment. So you've got to separate migrants from refugees and realize we're dealing with refugees. Secondly, Obama had a three-pronged, chaotic approach to this problem in 2014. Initially, he would send people into the interior to be with relatives in Michigan. Here's a court date, try to show up for it. In phase two, he simply locked them up and warehoused them in these sparse conditions, and that was a terrible disaster that we never got over. And in phase three, he would simply get you as you came through the door and then process you, put you on a plane, and send you right back again. No hearing, no lawyer, no nothing. The first and third options, left a lot of room for the second option, and that seemed to be where Joe Biden was headed. Initially, in his first 3 weeks, Joe Biden said, I'm going to go with option number two, and I'm going to build these little warehouse facilities and renovate them and put little duckies on the wall and make it much more humane, even though there are bars on the wall, on the windows. And activists had an uproar. They said, no, it's not going to fly. And now he's reversed course and decided to go with phase one, which is, send them into the interior, ship them off to an aunt in Michigan.
Okay, that's what, of course, conservatives tend to deride as catch and release.
Right.
And one of the things that again, is apparently recently happened, they had an incident down at the border that is attributed to somebody who had just crossed the border who had been deported on four previous occasions. And the one thing that seems to illustrate to me is that none of this policy has been working, including the policy of deportation.
Right.
What needs to be done to prevent people like the guy who killed Kate in San Francisco?
Steinle,
right.
Yeah.
And he had been deported five times for criminal offenses. And then came back in. How? What do you do to? Surely we can do something to stop that.
Yeah, the Kate Steinle case was a very strange case because he had been deported, this person, four or five times, as you said, for nonviolent offenses, for drunk driving, for drug offenses. Nobody thought he was violent. He found this gun, it ricocheted off a building and hit her. But in any case, you're right. We need to do something to make sure that we don't have these repeat offenders coming across the border. I'll give you a simple reason why. If you were separated from your kids, you would do everything you could to go back to your kids. We deport the mom and dad, and the kids were at school. The mom and dad are going to find their way to come back to the kids because the kids still live here. So, of course, you're going to have people returning after they've been deported. This is a very difficult issue in terms of what to do. You mentioned before catch and release. That's with – maybe I agree too quickly with you there. That's for illegal immigrants who come in and are apprehended by Border Patrol. These are women and children who are putting in an asylum claim. They're claiming to be refugees, right? That's a whole different story because they are playing by the rules. They're declaring asylum. The bad news for these poor people is they only have a one in four chance of getting a yes vote on immigration court asylum claim, right? So I think we get really worked up. All apologies to my friends at Fox News. They get all worked up over nothing because if you have 100,000 people coming and you apprehend them, only about 25,000 are going to get to stay and the others are going to have to go home again.
Okay, Ruben, can we continue the conversation? Because
sure.
Clearly this is an opportunity not only to make a difference with a meaningful immigration reform for the country, but to do something else that the country wants and needs, which is bipartisanship. Because there's no chance that they're going to pass any kind of immigration reform with a 50-vote tie, and Kamala Harris breaks the tie. First of all, it's not reconciliation. They're going to need 60 votes in the Senate. Republicans and Democrats need to work together on this. And meanwhile, there are messages that the president has to send. And what should those messages be? They don't want to be a message that people who have lived here, in some case for 20, 30 years, have worked hard. People who actually are on the front lines, even in COVID. How do you thread the needle, get both sides to do something meaningful and beneficial? We'll talk about that more with Ruben Navarrete coming up. became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, an invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's a pleasure to talk about immigration with Ruben Navarrete. And Ruben is a syndicated columnist with the Washington Post Writers Group. He contributes to the Daily Beast and to USA Today, and he is the host of the podcast Ruben in the Center. And he's been right in the center of this discussion about what do you do about the problem of undocumented, the problem of illegal immigration into the United States. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Ruben, I wanted to follow up with you because you were talking before. What is obviously true is all of this is based upon the same countries that were a particular problem for President Obama, for President Trump as well, which is El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. And I thought, first of all, things were supposed to be going better in El Salvador because the President Bukele, who was making war on the gangs and the cartels, and then also we had some agreements that President Trump reached with the leaders of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, in addition with the President of Mexico, some agreements to try to prevent the descent of new caravans and new tidal waves of immigration. What happened to all of that positive news?
Michael, good to be with you again. It tells you something, right, about who's really in charge in Central America. So Trump can cut a deal with the president of El Salvador, but the cartels, the smugglers, the gangs in El Salvador do not answer to the president of El Salvador. They don't care. You know, so you have this kind of high-level discussion where, for instance, Trump tells the president of Mexico, we'll make this deal where you keep them there, keep them out of the U.S. space, so it's not our problem. We'll just house them in Mexico. And the problem is that the cartels still move people across. People still gather at the border. The Mexican guards can't hold them. You see video on CNN of the southern border with Mexico and Guatemala being overrun. So presidents can talk to presidents all day long and get gentlemen's agreements, but at the end of the day, the cartels are making so much money from this, and people are going to be desperate to leave those circumstances that they're going to come regardless.
What needs to be done?
Well, I am in the middle on this, and I have been for a long time. My dad's a police officer for 37 years. I believe in the rule of law. If you're in the country illegally, you ought to be deported. I also don't think you can deport your way to a solution, as we proved earlier, because moms and dads are going to come back for their kids. So there needs to be a much more sensible approach to immigration, a much more honest approach to immigration. We have to sit down and think, do we really want these immigrants or not? It's no fair to say we want them to come in and be our gardeners, nannies, housekeepers, create an upper middle class lifestyle for middle class people. Well, we love that. That's swell. And then complain that somehow their relatives are now coming to join them. Michael, the reason that these people are coming from Central America to places like Los Angeles or Seattle or Denver is because they know the way. And they know the way because they have relatives there. And they have relatives there because we've employed them for many years. So, like Smokey says, only you can prevent forest fires, and only you, the listeners of the Michael Medved Show, can stop illegal immigration. And that is by not hiring illegal immigrants and not servicing businesses that do.
Okay, and what about the idea that what President Biden has talked about is a path to legal status and then to citizenship? It would take 8 years, but yeah. Isn't that doing the opposite of what you're talking about?
If people have stayed here for a long, long time, and you and I have talked about this publicly, we've taken a lot of heat, I think, from a lot of our conservative Republican friends. But I think if you have people who've paid their dues literally and paid their taxes, and their grandfather or grandmother, and they're webbed into all these generations, it doesn't make sense to uproot them and deport them. There ought to be a way for them to become a legal resident and not get deported. But the citizenship question, Michael, that can be put off for them to decide. If they want to be a citizen, they can go the extra part of the mile to become a citizen. Here's the root of the problem, Michael. The politicians in Washington care a lot about citizenship because with that gets the right to vote. Republicans know they've been misbehaving. They don't want to give all these brown people the right to vote because they're going to vote against them. Likewise, the Chuck Schumers of the world and Nancy Pelosi, they don't care about immigrants. They just want the votes. So they all are fighting over citizenship, and the poor undocumented immigrants are saying, I never wanted your stinking vote in the first place. Who am I going to vote for? You know, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, thanks a lot. All I want, they said, is the right not to be deported, a work permit so I can work in the country legally, and, you know, maybe travel privileges so I can go see my mother back in Mexico before she passes away. That's all I want. Keep your vote. Keep your citizenship. I don't want it.
Okay, well, now we're talking about people who have been here, and I know that the numbers are astonishing, as the great majority of illegal immigrants, the 12 million who live in the U.S., the great majority have been here for more than 10 years. So they're not recent arrivals. But right now we have these recent arrivals. What happens with them? Obviously, the wall isn't working like a charm, is it? I mean, the 500-mile
right.
fencing that the president allegedly built. That's not making a difference, is it?
Yeah, that was fun, right? Because during the Capitol siege on January 6th, you see this big, huge wall, and you see pictures of conservative MAGA people scaling the wall. Why? Because the wall doesn't keep out the desperate. And likewise on the southern border, the wall doesn't keep out the desperate. They go under, over, and around it. And it was always a really, really expensive joke. It was never going to work. But again, if you want to get serious about illegal immigration, we should crack down on employers. I've said that consistently for 30 years. There ought to be much more stringent fines and even jail time for repeat offenders who employ illegal immigrants. Let's get serious about the problem there. But let's be serious also about refugees, Michael. It is one of the shameful parts of this country, and you and I know this, that from 1935 to 1945, we turned our backs on Jews fleeing Germany, fleeing certain death. We were not alone. Virtually every country in the globe acted shamefully. It wasn't until 1945 that Harry Truman signed an order and said, oh, yeah, come on in. Thanks for nothing, pal. Thanks for nothing, Harry. For 10 years, we dropped the ball there, and we need to take seriously people who are refugees, be they from Syria or Europe, in this case from Central America. We're not talking about economic migrants again. But if we're not here for refugees, then what the heck are we here for?
And so if for President Biden, don't you think it's crucial, if he's going to make any progress on this, for it to be done in a bipartisan way?
Absolutely, Michael, because he's going to lose Democrats. Don't forget, he's going to lose our friend Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona, who's a Republican on immigration, a Democrat. He's going to lose Mark Kelly from Arizona because he's up for re-election soon, and he's afraid of the issue. He's going to lose Manchin in West Virginia. He'll lose enough Democrats, he's going to need to peel off some Republicans to support and offset those losses. So I think there does need to be some middle ground, ribbon in the center compromise where nobody gets everything. And our friend John Kyle, the former senator from Arizona, man, he got so close, didn't he? Way back.
Oh, he was great. I had him on my show about a dozen times. And yes, and what a difference that would have made for our country.
Absolutely. So close. And that great compromise, I think it was 2007, the 2007 John Kyle compromise, led by Kyle, the Arizona Republican, and he said they were so close because nobody got everything. You see, everybody was angry. The right and the left don't get everything. You can't let this run by the far right or the far left. You need a compromise like that Kyle bill from 2007.
Ruben Navarrete, we've posted a number of his most recent columns up at our website at michaelmedved.com. You can watch for his work in the Washington Post, in the Daily Beast, USA Today, and elsewhere. Godspeed, my friend, and appreciate your point of view always. When we come back, an attack on conservatives who object to far-left nominees, an attack for racism. Really? We'll get to that. Coming up on the Medved Show.
You're listening to the mighty Michael Medved Show.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House approved the $1.9 trillion relief package. As far as when President Biden will sign it, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying,
the bill text will be rechecked, printed, and signed by the appropriate leaders in the House and Senate. The House clerks will then deliver it to the White House for the president's signature. We expect that delivery to happen sometime tomorrow.
The bill passing both the House and Senate with no Republican support. The only Democrat to vote against the bill in the House, Maine Representative Jerry Golden. A team of scientists is accusing the CDC of misrepresenting their research and its guidance on school closures. In an op-ed for USA Today, the three scientists urged the CDC to loosen the rules now and let all schools open their doors. They say science shows it's safe for schools to reopen. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, there's a great deal of outrage, speaking about that, about a confirmation fight. And really, when you look at how closely divided the Senate is, the idea that there's only been one of Biden's appointees, Neera Tanden, who was appointed director of the Office of Management and Budget, she was shot down because she had sent out a series of extremely hostile tweets, a lot of them basically attacking Republicans for being Republicans, attacking some of the same senators who she wanted to vote for her. None of them did. And there were additional Democratic senators who had big doubts about Neera Tanden, so she had her nomination withdrawn for the Office of Management and Budget. Right now, there is a spirited confirmation fight. It's going to be close regarding the nominee for Associate Attorney General. Her name is Vinita Gupta. She served in the Biden administration, not Biden administration. She served before in the Obama administration as a head of the Civil Rights Division at the Justice Department. And she spoke today and tried to make up for some of the things that she has said that is going to make it tough for her to get confirmed. She has called GOP senators racist liars. She described the Republican National Convention as three nights of racism, xenophobia, and outrageous lies. And in response to those comments, she had this to say today. This is clip 5.
And I should say to Ranking Member Grassley and to the other members who I understand have these concerns, I understand why you have them. I take them seriously. I regret the harsh rhetoric that I have used at times in the last several years. I think the rhetoric has gotten quite harsh over the last several years, and I have fallen prey to it, and I wish I could take it back. I can't. But what I can commit to you and ask that you do is look at my lifelong record. I have, from the early on in my career, sought out people who don't always think like me, people who have very different views, because I believe in the importance of building consensus to get things done.
Okay, she is the daughter of Indian immigrants from Philadelphia. She has an outstanding academic record. She also has some support from police departments. The president of the nation's largest police union wrote a letter on her behalf to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he said she always worked with us to find common ground, even when that seemed impossible. Although in some instances our disagreements remain, her open and candid approach has created a working relationship that is grounded in mutual respect and understanding. And I think that's other police organizations that have supported her. I think what that is about is they assume that if she is the Associate Attorney General, they're going to have to deal with her. And it is still probably more likely than not that she will be approved. Of course, all of this comes down to whether there are any Democrats who are going to vote against her, or if there's some Republicans who might vote for her, and apparently there are. But one of them is that's not going to be encouraged by stuff that appears, and again, it's just so ridiculously over the top. At the Daily Kos, a woman named Laura Clawson wrote, "Republicans cannot stop showing us who they are, by which Biden nominees they give the hardest time. With Neera Tandem's nomination to head the Office of Management and Budget scrapped because of mean tweets, the fight, or maybe better to say attack, has moved on to other candidates, specifically and not at all mysteriously, other women of color. Vanita Gupta, President Biden's nominee for Associate Attorney General, has been the target of nearly $1 million in attack ads from the far right, as well as attacks by a group of Republican state attorneys general, centering around her work in the Obama Justice Department, heading up investigations of police departments after white police officers killed black people. She's anti-police, the Judicial Crisis Network and the Republican Attorney Generals from Indiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana claim." Now, look, those are serious claims. And particularly with Merrick Garland just confirmed as Attorney General today, promising to not be an anti-police Attorney General. There's serious concerns. But Laura Clawson immediately goes there and attacks Tom Cotton, who appears to be opposed to Vanita Gupta's nomination. Tom Cotton is the senator from Arkansas. And she says, "But of course it's not about that. It has nothing to do with police. It's about Tom Cotton's desire to score points with the Republican base by attacking a woman of color who cares about racial justice. Similarly, Republicans are targeting Kristen Clark, the head of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law and the nominee to lead the Justice Department Civil Rights Division." Now, Kristen Clark is being attacked not because she's a woman of color, but because she has a history of anti-Semitism. And it's a serious history, and we've talked about it on the show before. She goes on this, Lawson, she says, "Gupta would be the first woman of color to serve as Associate Attorney General. And Tandem would have been the first woman of color to lead the OMB. Representative Deb Holland, who's an enrolled citizen of the Laguna Pueblo, would be the first American Indian cabinet member. She's faced fierce opposition and efforts to slow her confirmation." That's because she is against any kind of petroleum exploitation on public land, which she would be put in charge of. The idea that this is all going to be racism, She concludes by saying this: there's an undeniable pattern here. Republicans, so outraged by the concept that people harbor implicit bias, aren't really bothering to hide their bias, at least their sense that women of color are easy objects of attack, vulnerable to whatever ridiculous charges get lobbed. Tom Cotton and Mike Lee and their buddies in the Senate like the look of giving women of color a harder time than other Biden nominees. It tells us something about them, and it tells us something about who they're trying to appeal to. It is not true that this happens to every woman of color. There's a woman of color, a black American, and named Linda Greenhouse, and Linda Thomas Greenhouse. And she's the new ambassador to the UN. And she's already been confirmed. And the idea that this is all based on, and the commentary that was put here right next to the piece or piece attacking Tom Cotton, attacking him for his name, for his hair. In fact, her piece came together with people who wanted to say, oh, what a perfect name, Tom Cotton, for a southern, basically redneck. With and again, Tom Cotton, a southern redneck with Harvard degrees, as, by the way, Vanita Gupta has her Yale and NYU law degree. But the idea that this has nothing to do with issues, or that it's wrong to ask people about issues. People I know say, well, look, Biden's had a pretty easy time with the appointment so far. So did Trump. Do you remember any big fights over Trump nominees for top jobs? There weren't. And yes, you can say that's because the Republicans had majorities in the Senate at the time that Trump was taking office, and that's true, we did. But the idea is that generally, unless there is a serious issue, and there may be with Vanita Gupta, we'll get to that, about policing and other issues that people care about, most nominees do get confirmed. And the charges of racism stink. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outstanding.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Michael Medved show, the obsession with race and condemning Republicans just instinctively on anything, on opposing a former left-leaning Obama appointee for Associate Attorney General, and somebody who had, in her background, been a longtime civil rights lawyer and deputy legal director for the American Civil Liberties Union. People have to understand, that's not necessarily a credential that inspires a great deal of enthusiasm on the part of most Republicans. And one Republican, the always colorful and impassioned Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, actually spoke up and had this to say regarding Vanita Gupta and the attempt to defend her by claiming that as a woman of color, she's the daughter of Indian immigrants, she should be beyond any criticism. Here's Senator Kennedy. Listen, he's on with Trey Gowdy, former congressman on Fox. Listen.
It appears that at least most, if not all, of his nominees are obsessed with race and gender and sexuality. And I think many of them think America is wicked. It was wicked in its origins. It's more wicked today that most Americans are racist. Most Americans are misogynistic. Most Americans are sexist. And most Americans are homophobic. And that's not the America that I live in. And I'm afraid that where this is going to lead, I hope I'm wrong, is quotas, which are illegal, which are unconstitutional, and which will make a mockery of the American dream.
Okay, the kind of quotas that he's talking about, he could also point out that even in California, where California had a bill, it was the former Proposition 209, where they had voted before, more than 20 years ago, to ban any kinds of quotas based upon giving preferential treatment to folks based upon their race or their ethnic origins. And they tried a new referendum that would have allowed them to remove that, to change the state constitution, to take out that protection against quotas. and it wasn't even close. The common sense side, the Dr. King side that said, really, you should not judge people based on their skin color. You shouldn't obsess with this. You should look at an individual's character, judge people as an individual, not based upon where they come from, but who they are. That side won by 15 points in California. And if it becomes a question with the Biden administration about whether or not we are going to continue to be obsessed, as John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, says, with race, gender, and sexuality, that is going to be a problem for the other side, which is why exactly the wrong way to try to protect the nomination of Gupta is to try to claim that any opposition to her is by its very nature racist. Vanita Gupta deserves better than that. America deserves better than that. Speaking of deserving better, I was talking earlier this hour with Ruben Navarrete. Even mainstream media are now covering the situation at the southern border. And listen to this report. It's from CNN. And it really does indicate that this is the kind of situation the Biden administration cannot continue ignoring. This is clip 8.
Growing urgency and concern over the surge of migrants at the southern border. Officials scrambling to move them out of U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody. A CBP official says migrants are being moved from the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas to three other southwest border regions to help with processing. The numbers are big, while time, space, and resources are not. CNN's Ed Lavandera has more from Dallas.
Christine and Laura, there is clear evidence this morning that the Biden administration is facing a growing emergency along the U.S. southern border. According to data reviewed by CNN, there are now about 3,400 unaccompanied minors in the custody of Customs and Border Protection. And according to that same data, it also shows that immigration officials have encountered or arrested about 100,000 people in the 4 weeks leading up to March 3rd. And that is the highest number in that same time period than we have seen in at least the last 5 years.
Okay, and it's not just CNN. It's basically, there's been similar reports on CBS. And certainly it's not just Fox News or One America Network or any of the right-leaning networks. Jen Psaki at the White House press briefing yesterday got multiple tough questions from the press and from all voices in the press about the escalating emergency. Call it an emergency, not a crisis, but it's an emergency certainly at the southern border. This is clip 6A.
There are reports out there that the number of unaccompanied migrants detained at the border has tripled in the last 2 weeks to 3,200 plus. Is that number accurate?
I'm not going to confirm numbers from here. Obviously, the Department of Homeland Security and others are oversee the programs and the engagements that happen at the border. I will say that there are a couple of reasons. I know Amar asked about our kind of change in policy, but there are a couple of reasons why we think people are coming to the border. Of course, individuals are fleeing countries where individuals and families are, you know, they're fleeing prosecution, fleeing violence, fleeing economic hardships and other things. The region has also experienced two hurricanes in the fall, putting further stress on the conditions in these countries and the circumstances that are facing individuals. And all of this is taking place during a global pandemic that has impacted other countries' economies, placing undue hardships on its people, just as it did in the United States. So there are also a range of factors that are leading individuals to come to the border.
Okay, notice she dodged the question about the number of kids being held at the border, and then she dodged it one more time. This is 6B.
Why won't you confirm that number? That's a very important number.
We've been very clear that there is an increase, that there are more children coming across the border than we have facilities for at this point in time. Those numbers are tracked by the Department of Homeland Security, so I'm just suggesting that you talk to them about specifics.
Well, we talked to them, Jim. They won't confirm the numbers.
I would encourage you to go back to them and ask them again. We're not going to confirm them from the White House. It's not our program. It's the Department of Homeland Security.
Is the White House encouraging the department to release those numbers then in the spirit of transparency that the Secretary promised here at this point?
We certainly encourage transparency, but what I also think is important is to talk about what the root causes are here and what we're doing from a policy standpoint to try to address the challenges that we're facing and that these kids are facing as they come across the border.
The president is going to be speaking to the nation, I assume, on originally they talked about a speech on Thursday night. He's going to be doing a signing for the big new American Rescue Package bill on Friday. We will see if he has anything to say about a situation that it's going to be increasingly difficult for him to simply dodge. There is a terrific new piece in the Wall Street Journal, which actually puts together surveys and analysis that shows that this whole idea that it's only rich kids who get to go to schools that actually open, that the failure to open schools has to do with a lack of money, that's not true. But there is also no denying that there is a tremendous cost in terms of our teenagers and a whole lost generation. There is a new piece, and it's not from the right, it's from the left, about the lost year, what the pandemic cost teenagers. We'll be talking to the author of that piece, who actually went down to Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and took a look at what was happening to kids, how this was impacting their lives. We will get to that coming right up on the Michael Medved Show. We will also talk about the war for political money and a new focus on those who want to investigate President Trump after his departure from office. What are they focused on? Well, it's a big estate. And what's the problem? We'll get to that and much, much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.